let's not fall down and over ourselves volunteering.
I don't want to come after him. There's no way to show that up, what he just did.
Just got to study.
I guess I'll try.
All right. Jacob.
I
know several Eastmans around town, but I don't know if any of them are your family or that.
Jenkins?
You're Jason.
Yeah.
You're Eastman.
Yeah.
I'm Jenkins.
You probably are related to some of the Eastmans, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Jason, who's going to take on? Jason. Actually, I have Jason and... Okay. Yep, and then you're next. And then nobody there. And then Lucas. Who wants to take on Jason?
You got it.
Happens as you study.
All right. Mike Prime against Jason.
And kind of...
studied enough, that's why I don't want to do it.
Is it tails?
It's tails.
You go. Back to torts. When we're in courts, we're back to torts. A lot of words on this one, but
what question is this?
Simple rule. Again, it is pretty simple.
This is a rule phrase?
Okay. Well, this deals with the essay. The test basically is 15 4-point multiple choice questions and one 40-point essay question. The purpose of the essay is to give me all torts and issues and defenses that you can glean out of that, and there's a bunch of them there yet. Okay, go ahead.
F.
You're not going to pull a Lucas out.
Okay, so.
What's the category?
Torts. Thank you, Rebecca. All right. Michael R. R.
A.
Wait, are you sure?
Oh. Okay. I'm the worst one.
Different. Yeah, we got it now, yeah.
Jason.
T.
T as in the toy. A 60s Phil Spector Wall Sound musical group. At one hit. Lover's Concerto.
Really at
your. Are you positive?
No, sorry. Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah.
There are three
unknowns. Reminds me of an old joke, but we won't say it.
L.
Trying to add a little levity so somebody won't fall asleep while we're doing that.
C.
Yes. I know it's just sitting kind of a far way back there, but there's two words here.
Okay.
Two words up there, one word down here.
Don't know.
Nope. Okay.
B.
Two B's.
to be or not to be? That is the question. Come on, anybody should know that word. Okay, who's up?
Okay,
I'll go on whoever it was up.
R? Or there's already an R.
Oh, yeah.
How about, G?
Yes, G.
I do G.
I don't know.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Oh, yeah? How much are you going to do?
An O?
No O.
Ouch.
Sometimes I can tell by reading faces who's got it and who doesn't have it. A couple of them have it.
H?
Yeah.
There is no H.
No H. Lucas has got it. Hopefully it will not help. Justice must earn it.
Buy another vowel.
That'll help. Definitely.
Public figures and libel cases.
Okay, public figures and libel cases. What's the special rule we have for public figures? A public figure suing a newspaper. What does a public figure have to show? A public figure would be anybody who's in the news or well known by the public.
He's answering it, right?
You can't use our notes. You have to answer
that they didn't give permission to use their...
Of course, libel is written slander, of course. I'll give you that part of it. But what's the special rule when a public figure wants to sue the newspaper or libel? What do they have to prove?
That it was done willfully with the intent to...
By the way, the rule is, while he's thinking about it, if he doesn't get it, you get a crack at it, even though you got the phrase.
That they intended to... or defame the figure, I guess.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay, of course it would have to intend, because they're all intentional torts. That isn't it. Jason?
Does it have anything to do with the qualified privilege?
More detail. Assume none of us in here know a qualified privilege.
I guess they have to make sure that the facts are right before they publish anything, and if they do publish anything...
The thing you're talking about is who?
Is the media.
Okay.
And
develop that more now.
If the media...
A newspaper
produces anything, negligent or anything towards him, then they're held liable. For the defamation.
Right. A public policy rule to protect newspapers from being sued too often by public figures. When they're a public figure, we make them prove that the paper was negligent in the reporting of a story. It's not enough for the public figure to sue the newspaper as a republisher of somebody else's slander simply by establishing that it was a false assertion of fact that seriously damaged their reputation. They must also prove that the paper was negligent. So if the paper was not negligent, they had multiple sources of their information before printing the story, even though it's false and even though it hurt their reputation, the paper's not liable. Jason was the first one.
You gotta get it.
We have time later, depends upon how many people volunteer. You may have a loser's bracket. And the people who lost the first round may get a chance to get back in. See. If the whole class wants to play, we won't be able to do it. We won't be able to do it. Thank you. Number nine. And this is a case, this is a problem that involves Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain. They're all characters in this problem.
And that's what?
No, that's questions. That's questions, right?
Oh.
From which this principle emanates from. Still in courts, not back doors. Multiple choice question, eight or nine?
Nine.
Thank you.
Say Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton.
And John McCain are all in this little problem. Sometimes I use famous shakers. Sometimes I even put myself in the problems. Just depends. Just class. That many words?
This one?
There's only four.
Yeah, one.
Four. But I don't know, geez, see back there.
I'm gonna be fine.
Get rid of this thing.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, you go first, you got it.
Okay. P.
I'm sorry?
P.
P, doesn't say?
Yes.
Eh.
Don't look at me when you say that, please.
R.
R. What R?
G.
Okay, somebody guess G?
Yes.
No G.
G, no D.
Yes.
S at the end kind of suggests the plural now, doesn't it?
One S.
One S.
It's a T.
T is in toys. Don't know. You did.
He assumed the risk.
No, because I didn't perceive it before it happened, so it's only a...
Battery.
Battery.
Didn't even make the right joke.
No. No, I was still even
up
the right joke. No. Lots of help. That's a big help.
Rio.
D.
And a little again. There's two of
these. Dog.
And I want you to give me two. Once you get the phrase. Look at the book, it's fine, but it's not in your notes.
Two D. Same solid.
No. Nobody can pull Lucas yet.
N.
N is a Nancy?
Yep.
Nancy's worked for me for a long 27 years. Can you imagine putting up with me for 27 years?
And 3M.
That should do it. Come on, Jason. Get the drums rolling here.
Me?
Duties and landowner liability.
Yeah. I'll take two. There's actually three, but I'll take two. Famous Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell song, It Takes Two. All right, Mike. Give them to me or else Jason will.
Go for it, Jason.
No, come on, Mike.
No, go for it.
Come for the shot.
All right. They have the duty to provide for the safety of the people that are on their property.
Okay, there's two different classes of people that could be on your property. Give me the duty for each one. Well, that's actually three. Just give me two out of the three. Can't do it?
No, I can't do it.
Jason?
Duty to...
Let's identify the class of the people first. Hamlin over to the kids.
Renters?
That's actually landlord tenant. We're not gonna get to that till third section of the class. You got this one?
Want me to go on with Jason?
Sure. Social guests, business invitees, trespassers. You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Business, you have the duty to make sure...
Business invitees.
Yeah, business invitees. You have the duty to make sure the coming up to the house part is well-maintained, not dangerous, so they can't get hurt while their business on the property.
If it's not well-maintained, start from the beginning again. What is the duty for business invitees? Two things.
You have to warn them of the deed.
Warn them and...
Make sure they're correct.
Make a reasonable attempt to fix the problem before they get there.
And then...
What about social guests?
Social, all you have to do is warn them of it, basically, and you're good to go.
Yes. And trespassers?
You don't have to do anything.
No duty except, can't commit an intentional tort against them.
Yeah.
That's about it. Okay. You can set up a slingshot device. As soon as they step on your property, bang! And they get nailed. No.
Can you, if you put up a sign? Bear traps in yard, beware.
No bear traps.
So for social guests, all we have to do is warn them of a hazard. Business invitees, we have to warn them and make a reasonable attempt to...
Which is anybody on your property for a reason other than social. Beware. Doesn't necessarily have to be money, but some type of reason other than social. It's usually money, but it could be something else.
If you put a sign in front of your property saying no solicitation, and if they walk past that sign, reading that sign, if you put them up multiple things, and you can't walk past it without seeing a sign.
Solicitation's an ambiguous word. I wouldn't rely on that.
But
that's a big word. I didn't know what that meant. I did volunteer.
No trespassing. If you put no trespassing along the front of your property line and say keep off, and if you walk past them, as even if they're on there for business property, does that represent a good enough way to say to end the business?
I still would not maintain any dangerous conditions on your premises because some junk somewhere along the line will say they're religious, their church required them to go there or something, and they had a constitutional right to do it. I wouldn't rely on that. You can do that, it'll help, but I still would fix any dangerous condition and not rely on that side. Okay, so neither one of you got that one, so we start over. That's a lot of words, but they're not long. This is courts. So I assume you were both here on the first night.
One question.
Okay. Oh, I like this lady on question 8. The other one was question 9. Her name is Ivana B. Nagy. That's her name. You know Ivana, like Ivana Trump? You can learn an infant to say that one. Let's see. 12. Multiple choice question 12. Of course. You needed to be here the first night paying attention. Just so we have a little bit more space in between back there between the words. You don't think all that's one word. Okay, you go first still because you're the last one that won match.
Okay, L.
Is that bad? Well.
Lawyers, they never take responsibility for their
C. Jason, you are.
Yes, and cats?
Got one there. Start the last one.
Thirties.
Yes. Down here.
Three S's.
Got it, Lucas?
Shouldn't there be an S in that, third word over? Second row? I'm sorry. No, never mind.
We sometimes miss that.
No, I don't have it.
It's okay to point out if you think we made a mistake. Who's up? Jason or Mike?
V.
You.
All right, I just did.
You just did C, so you're up, Michael. By A.
And there are two A's.
First, second one. Another one up on.
Oh, three, sorry.
Bill?
Jason?
V. V, V.
Victor?
Yes, and Victor. Over here.
One.
A little bit gone.
What a gone, two.
N. I can't do this too often.
N.
Too hard, N.
U.S.?
I probably didn't need this word here for the problem. I could have got by without it, but it's an international. That's right. The assistant has the authority to go on also. Mike?
Do you have a T yet?
Yeah, he was with that.
Did he say T?
Like I said, Jason.
T?
T.
Tom? No.
Yeah. No T?
There are T's.
Yeah, we have T.
Say T.
Oh.
Do you want to do T?
Yes, sir.
I've
been talking myself, right?
And there's one T.
Only one. That helps. Considering the category, it's an obvious one. Come on now.
What's the category?
Courts.
Courts.
Should be able to get this. I know. I could get it.
I don't know if that first one or the second one.
B.
He
isn't
going. No B.
No B. Now, if you say no D, if you're talking about the Pistons.
Jason? Let's see. B, or was just guessed. So,
no B.
How about a D?
E.
Nope.
No D. Ain't no D.
My.
Just like Drake on the down me. Five. The host has to be, of course. To make it interesting. Or at least have to try to be. That's all right. Come on now, the drums are rolling, let's get it.
Jury trials in Michigan civil courts.
Cases, I'll give that to you. Cases, I'll give that to you. Alright. Under what circumstances do we have jury trials, and how many in the jury in Michigan civil cases? Like in civil, you have small claims division, and then you have the rest of it.
What were the questions?
Tell us about jury trials in Michigan civil cases. When you have them, and how many on the jury?
Well,
And you have to have unanimous verdict.
There's only seven. I think there's only seven jurors. You do not have to have a unanimous verdict.
Should I, is seven close enough? Should I give it to him?
Yes.
You should never give it to him.
I'll give it to him. Six. Yeah, that's fine.
Six.
Not, and you said not have to have unanimous?
No.
Okay. Is it for all, is it for equitable cases and money damage cases, or just money damage cases? Lucas has already answered this one, actually. I don't. That's okay. You have it for small claims cases? Do you have a jury for a small claims case, Michigan?
No.
I don't want to give that. You answered the last one for me. I don't know what I can do. Oh, we have a tie here, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Tie. 1-1. Break the tie. That's probably going to be as far as we're going to go tonight on the legal wheel. Then I'll review the rest of the time.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Can you go through that one more again about jury trials in Michigan?
Yes. Six. Whether it's district or circuit doesn't make any difference. Six juries for the civil. And you don't have, does not have to be unanimous. And only for money damage cases, not equitable remedies. Judges, circuit judges decide equitable issues, which is anything except money damages. And no jury for small claims cases.
You can optionally move it up, though, if you want, right?
Yes. The defendant can remove the small claims case in the general civil division so that they can hire a lawyer. The lawyer is not allowed the small claims cases. All right. Nice, easy one. Nice, easy one here. Back to torts. And this one... Choice number five. Three little words, and one of them's a little preposition in between. That's it. That's preposition, not proposition. Mike, let's go first.
Yeah. Elements of assault.
Give me the elements of an assault.
Hey, why are we singing an assault?
That threw me off. No L? An assault?
Where's the L in the song?
This one here.
Well, throw it out there.
This is ruining the whole entire game.
Spiking it up, you know? Did you got this, Jason?
Yeah.
I was thinking it couldn't be assault because there's no...
Yeah, but they said L.
L for element.
Whatever.
No, just messing it up there.
Okay, we'll start over.
Where am I? Oh, okay. I thought you meant for the spot for...
It wouldn't be fair to Jason to do that, so we're gonna start over.
Sorry.
Try to shorten this one up as much as I can. And Mike goes first again.
No one gets to.
And this is again torts. One we haven't dealt with yet. That should help a little bit maybe.
This is still torts.
And this one is 7. Actually 7 and 8 both.
Is this torts or torts?
It's like torts.
Okay, T. T.
T as in Terrence. There's no T.
Any C's?
One C.
It was T.
Okay. About B.
B as a boy?
Yeah.
No B.
L. K.
Don't do that again, I'm going to hurt my voice here.
And,
N.
No, no.
Oh, okay, now I get it. Who said that?
Oh, he did. I.
I?
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, you're probably right.
That's your mail, dude. Come on now, get it.
Yep.
You're right.
I just have a blank mind.
Okay. Start thinking about them because it may be shifted to you here shortly. I'll give it to you if you came up with three. How's that for being fair? The host is being fair to them.
Disclosure of private facts. Disclosure of
one. But it's got to be an unreasonable disclosure of private facts.
Okay, unreasonable.
There may be a private fact that's inconsequential, nobody cares. Disclosure is unreasonable when it's the private fact about us that we don't want anybody else to know about.
Okay.
But that's close enough. We got one. Now, let's get
okay. Negligent trespassing or?
Negligent trespassing. Anything else? You accidentally went on somebody else's property? Which can happen. You know that?
Yeah.
Well, he came up with one, so that you now, for you to get it, you've got to come up with the other three. No can do, senor? Give up? All right. You were sort of on the track with the right track when you said trespass. You just needed to develop that more. The trespass would be an unreasonable physical intrusion onto somebody else's private area. Well, you don't have to necessarily trespass yourself, but you could be watching it with a high-powered lens, climb way up to the top of a tree, be outside somebody's window and peek through the drapes trying to block somebody in the nude or something like that. Unreasonable intrusion into a person's private area where they have a reasonable expectation of privacy. I couldn't give it to him all. That's two of them. Three is false light invasion of privacy, where you cause somebody to have publicity about something that they did to make it appear as if they did something entirely different, which is very embarrassing to them. False light invasion of privacy. That's the third one. The fourth one really has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with commercial. Somebody tries to use your name or likeness for commercial purposes without your permission. And this is going to be important to the rich and famous, because none of us are ever going to be in that position. But if you're a celebrity and they use your name or likeness to sell a product and you didn't give them permission, they have invaded your privacy, which is really more stealing your intellectual property value of being able to use yourself to market products, so to speak. What was number four? False light, stealing of one's publicity value through the unauthorized use of their name or likeness. Physical intrusion to areas where a person has a reasonable expectation of privacy. And public disclosure of private facts. Unreasonable public disclosure of private facts about matters that are personal.
We
got the sheet.
What is false light?
Causing one to receive publicity